So welcome to today's Teen Bit. This is Evan Center of Center Counseling. A few weeks ago, I stumbled on an article in The Atlantic called Masters of Love. And I found myself really appreciating the article, referring it to some parent dyads that I work with. But aside from it being really just a great boiled down and really straightforward information for nurturing marriages and romantic relationships, the article also spoke to me about how we can all go about all of our interactions, especially those with our children. So what the article talks about is John Gottman is a therapist and a researcher, and he's done decades of research into what predicts a healthy, long-lasting marriage and what erodes the relationship. And what he found is that it actually boils down to really little things, and he calls this little thing, he says it's about how we respond to our partner's bids for connection. So when any of us reaches out to our partner or loved one in hopes of connecting, perhaps by simply asking how their day was, or by offering information about our own day, or by offering a hug, or offering some other token of their affection, how we respond to that offer, to that bid for connection, impacts us and our relationship with each other in much bigger ways than you would think. So he says that our brains are wired to look for and notice any warning signs. And when we don't get a warm or kind response from the person that we're reaching out to, it chips away at our feelings of trust and calm in the relationship. So when I think about teenagers in terms of this, there are two main things that come to mind. One, teenagers tend to be very much in their own world, and they can be pretty inconsistent responders to their parents' and siblings' bids for connection, which might leave parents feeling rejected, feeling on edge. It sort of sets off that warning system. The other piece is that the cycle tends to feed on itself, and one of the things that I hear from parents of teenagers is that they actually feel less warm about their teens. So whereas when your kid was a toddler, you felt sort of all of those ooey-gooey, warm, loving feelings toward your toddler or toward your baby. Parents of teenagers, and often they are feeling guilty about this, but they sometimes say that they find it hard to love their teenagers in the way that they feel like they should love them because they're feeling so pushed away by their teen. And I guess actually it's not just two things that come to mind. Another thing that comes to mind is that teenagers are in a stage in their life when they are perceiving social cues in a way that they were perhaps more oblivious about them before. And a lot of that has to do with their peers. But they're also, and any parent of a teenager will tell you this, they can also be hypersensitive to how you respond to them in everyday interactions. So the tone of your voice or the facial expression might just set them off or push them over the edge. And this sometimes drives parents totally batty and they feel like they don't understand what's going on. But what I actually think, and this was me putting together these pieces from this article that's actually about marriage, is that their warning system is not really fully calibrated. So that's part of what's going on, is that when they don't get that warm, kind response to their bid for connection, which are not always the most skilled bids for connection, they kind of freak out. So what do we do about this? Well, one thing that I think about is just being aware of the cycle. So knowing that it's a normal part of development that your teen is pulling away, that they are reorienting towards their peers, they are individuating, and it's not actually a rejection of you in that relationship. It's not personal. I would also say that we need to think about how we as adults in their life can impact that cycle, that back and forth cycle that happens in the relationship. And we can do this by focusing on responding with kindness when our teen tries to reach out and connect. We can catch those moments when they're wanting love or support or attention. And those moments might feel like they're few and far between, but you have to keep your eyes open for them because they're still there. And then when they do happen, you've got to respond with warmth. And you don't need to evaluate or seize the opportunity to share a lesson when it comes up, or reprimand or point out what they could have done differently when they are being a twerp, or when they're not responding to you, or when they are just being generally a teenager. But one thing, you know, certainly sometimes things do need to be addressed, but think about in those moments, how can you turn toward your teenager? So perhaps even literally. So if you're facing the sink doing dishes, and they're kind of being a monkey and you're like, feeling kind of crazy, how can you literally turn toward your teen and give them your focus and your attention and your warmth and your love in that moment, when maybe they're very ungracefully trying to get your attention? And it maybe feels annoying or unhelpful. But what is the subtext? The subtext is that they're looking to connect. And can we, in those moments, or in many more moments in general in our relationships, find ways to empathize without teaching, to respond without judging? So what I'd like you as a parent to think about is to... first of all, I'm going to share a link to that article on the blog, and then I would ask you to click over to that article and think about, so read it whether you're in a relationship or not, because you are in a relationship with your child. So think about how it relates to all relationships, whether it's with your child or even with people at work, or if you are in a romantic relationship, think about how it relates in your romantic relationships. And then the second part of that assignment is to find ways to turn toward the people around you that you're in relationship. Turn toward your teen when they are making a bid for connection. So thank you for listening. That was today's Teen Tidbit. I'm Evan Center, and post any comments or questions below.